Andrew has sent this in for us.
There are a lot of black bears where I live. I was wondering, do bears feel hibernation coming on slowly, like we feel when we get sleepy at night, or do they make a conscious decision and once in a suitable den, just switch it on?
Well, first of all, there hasn't been done a huge amount of studies on bears, unfortunately, on hibernation because of the difficulty of bothering a bear when it's trying to sleep. But there has been this great study being done on brown bears, and they found that, first of all, bears tend to just slow down a bit in autumn until it hits a specific time before the denning period in which they go into kind of almost kind of beginning to shut down, so they tend to move around really slowly. And they found that 50% of bears would start doing this while they were still quite a long way away from their den, and the other 50% would kind of wait until they were close to the den to start doing this. It's difficult to tell, because we obviously can't ask a bear, are you feeling sleepy? But this kind of wind down suggests that, you know, they're kind of going into this sleepy phase. Also, the other interesting thing, too, is that apparently during this period, this is when brown bears are most dangerous. There's the greatest number of unfortunate encounters between brown bears and hikers, because they reckon it could be that the bears are kind of sleepy, then they can't run away as well, so they tend to get a little bit more aggressive.
Charles?
And our animal model, which is being studied, is a Siberian hamster. And what happened there is that you get a fluffy white Siberian hamster during the winter, and then they become lean and mean and thin during the summertime.
Hamster.
Absolutely.
Why are they mean?
to go after the acorn. But the critical thing, the critical thing is, the scientists can induce changes in these animals just by changing the time of light. So if you go from 8 hours light to 16 hours dark, you will then have a winter hamster. And if you actually switch it around, you end up with a summer hamster. And so you're actually able to change this. I don't know if this is true for bears.
The light day length is the trigger for initiating whatever
the
pathway kicks in to say you need to be thinking about going to bed now.
Correct.
That's so cool. With bears, they kind of found that they correlated with the amount of food present and what the temperature was. But I don't know whether if you put bears in a box and change their light patterns. I know with lizards.
I'm sure
they'd
be delighted.
I know. Exactly.
Sure they wouldn't mind at all.
Well, you never know.
If anyone's daring enough to try the experiment, do send in your findings to chris@thenakedscientist.com.